Earl Grey.
Would you know where Earl Grey flavour comes from in tea?
Honestly?
Yeah.
No. The flavour?
Yeah, you know, it's got a special flavour. It's a bit citrusy, it's a bit kind of floral.
What is the flavour that gives it that funny taste?
I wouldn't know, I'm afraid.
It's weird, isn't it?
Earl Grey is a blend of which has been flavoured with the addition of oil of bergamot.
What's a bergamot?
No idea.
Burger what? Well, it does seem to be on the packet. So I'm off to Italy, to a region that grows an incredible 90% of the world's supply. We touch down in Reggio, a.k.a. the city of bergamot. And it doesn't take me long to find some.
Look at this place. So we've got bergamot juice, bergamot figs, bergamot sweets. This is so Italian. Even it's in the pasta.
So bergamot isn't just in our Earl Grey tea. It seems you can bung it in almost anything. But what is it exactly? We drive an hour east to a bergamot field.
Just arrived in the plantation. Look at these trees everywhere.
But I'm wondering which part of these trees gives you bergamot. I've arranged to meet the owner, a fella called Fabio.
I'm Jim.
Buongiorno, come stai?
Nice to see you. What is this bergamot here?
Questo è bergamotto.
So it's the fruit they use.
When I look at it on the trees, it sort of looks like a funny-shaped lemon.
No, bergamotto è un agrume antichissimo.
Can we cut one open and taste it?
Wow, look at that.
It smells like a lemon, but looks like an orange. It's him, you laughing as well. I've got to say, very, very bitter. So how do you turn it into something so fragrant that you can put into tea to make Earl Grey?
Vieni che ti faccio vedere.
Fabio's factory processes 1,000 crates of these bitter fruits each day.
In they go.
First, the bergamot are washed.
So what's happening here?
Fatti grattugia il bergamotto.
It's like a great big cheese grater. Oh, here they go. Wow, that looks so weird. So tell me, why have you taken all the skin off?
L'abbiamo tolta per estrarre l'olio essenziale.
The pulp is used in marmalades, and the juice is sold all over Italy. But the Earl Grey taste comes from the oil found in the peel.
Smells incredible. It's starting to smell a bit like Earl Grey now.
Per fare un chilogrammo ci vogliono circa 200 kg di frutto, che equivalgono a circa 1000 bergamotti.
Wow, that's incredible. So it really is liquid gold then.
Sì, è un prodotto di grande valore.
Can I trip?
No.
No. Oh, no. Too expensive.
1 kilo costs over 200 quid. So why aren't we paying the earth for our Earl Grey? And how do they get an oil into the tea bags? Back in the UK, I head to Burnley to see how a flavour manufacturer puts the bergamot bang in our bags.
Hey, Jim, I'm Tony.
Tony and his team supply tea manufacturers with flavouring. But what do they do with the expensive bergamot oil to ensure affordable Earl Grey tea?
You've got a combination of flavours with the bergamot oil to make an Earl Grey flavouring.
So what would happen if you made your tea then just with bergamot?
It'd be too expensive. So what you do, you actually blend a combination of citrus flavours together with the bergamot.
And every tea manufacturer, do they have their own recipe when it comes to Earl Grey?
Yes, everyone has individual recipes.
Right.
The more expensive the tea bag, the more bergamot oil will be used. The budget bags can contain no real bergamot at all, just a replica flavour made from cheaper citrus fruits.
So once you've got all these oils, what happens next?
I'll take you through to the second step.
They now need to transform this oily substance into something dry you can bung in a bag.
We're going to blend an Earl Grey emulsion together.
To do this, they whiz up water with a binding agent. Then comes the all-important citrus oil concoction, including the bergamot oil.
So this emulsion we're making, how many tea bags will it make?
It'll make approximately 1 million tea bags.
1 million tea bags just from this?
Yeah.
Then it's poured into moulds and baked in a vacuum oven for over 22 hours until it's completely dried out. Here's one he made earlier.
It's like a million miles away from tea bags right now, isn't it?
It's then smashed up
That is so bizarre. Bit like breaking bergamot, isn't it?
Then these aromatic rocks are granulated.
That's what's going into the final tea bag.
Wow, look at that. It's basically those granules. Yeah. So there's not many of them in there, is there? You don't need a lot for that flavour.
What's inside an Earl Grey tea bag is simply bog-standard breakfast tea with a sprinkle of concentrated bergamot flavour.
So can I taste one?
Yes.
This would be like the ultimate Earl Grey.
Very strong. That could go into 20 or 30 tea bags.